So the myostasy, it's a name made of meiotica, that means the process of giving birth, and ancient Greek name, aesthesia, that means sensibility. So it's like the art of giving birth to yourself.
And what does it entail? How do you proceed with someone?
It's a dialogue, very delicate. It's a therapy that puts your attention to the being instead of the context. So you might have been through different situation, conflict, disease, but here it's like a door to show us the direction where put our attention to the being who lived this context, this disease, and not on the disease itself.
Okay, so you concentrate on the being rather than the problem that brings the person to you. So it's a dialogue that you have.
It's a dialogue, exactly.
And you can have this dialogue in French, because you're a French person.
Yes.
But you can do it also in English.
Slowly by slowly, why not? Yeah.
Because some of our listeners may be interested in contacting you at Samanga, Caroline, with a view to this form of therapy. That is myostasie. You also practice something called jansu.
Yeah.
Now that sounds really interesting because it's to do with water, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So how does that work?
It's a way of caring in warm water. And it's a therapy that helps to let go totally.
Right.
You lie down on the surface of the water.
And you're held by the therapist.
Uh-huh. And you lie down and you have closed eyes, but you don't sleep.
Right.
You are in movement, but you don't do anything. I move the receiver, but the receiver doesn't do anything. Just be there, receive, and let go. And let go until the breath. Because I put something on the nose that allows us to go under the water.
It's not just on the water, then it's underwater.
Under, yeah.
Right.
If the body is agree, we don't force anything. It comes from a traditional way of healing from Mexico, and someone from there also had been several years in Asia, in India, practicing a lot of meditation, deep meditation and yoga. And so put off all the pressure points and lots of manipulation to keep only presence and movement. With the spirit of meditation, which is doing nothing, willing nothing, and everything comes from when it's ready. We had not been in water like this, just to be floating in water, since we had been in the belly of our mothers. So it's so good to get back to there.
Let's talk about some practical details. You carry out this therapy locally. You go to the swimming pool, I understand.
Yeah.
If someone is interested, they could contact you and then you would meet at Guarec, for example?
Yes, Centre Aquatique du Blavet à Guarec.
And anywhere else that somebody wants to go? And the also, sea, perhaps?
The sea. We need warm water.
Yeah.
Between 31 to 34 degrees. So it's not in the sea in Brittany, but I'm very happy to come at home if someone has a swimming pool at home like this.
Okay. Something else that you practice is called TTT. Mm. Now that needs explaining too.
Yeah, that's the three letters for a trauma tapping technique.
Trauma tapping technique in English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's linked to international organization named Peaceful Art Network. When I was in Bukavu in Congo, I met Gunilla Ham. And this woman went to Rwanda and Congo to spread this technique of tapping to the people over there. And when I met her, I was kind of overstressed. I said, well, I want to learn that thing. That sounds so great. So we organized it. And so she came at home. And we had this little training with five other person. And so that was in 2009. And since 2012, I'm a trainer of TTT. You don't have to speak about what the problems are. If you don't want or if you can't speak about it. That's sometimes it's happened. And then you have this tapping to yourself. So that's something that you can do good to yourself. And also that's something that you can do with someone else. You can propose and give to someone else and receive from someone else. And you don't have to be a specialist to learn it, to train people, and to share it.
You practice your therapies in Central Brittany in general, don't you?
Yeah.
How can people find you?
They can find me on the website called medusine.com.
Medusine.com.
.com. And I have a page on Facebook.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
I must ask you about your extraordinary name, Etsa Monga.
Yeah.
Caroline, Etsa Monga. It's not French.
No, it's not. Etsa Monga, it's a name that comes from Africa, especially from a language of Gabon. I've been dreaming of Africa since I was a little girl, around 6 years old. I was dreaming of animals, and they came from in my life like every day. And so I went to Africa in 2001, the first time. And then I spent several years working as a humanitarian worker in DRC.
Democratic Republic of Congo.
When I was there, I went to the pygmies in the forest and then this encounter. I wanted to go in a safe place meeting the people of the forest. So I went to Gabon. I have this opportunity to walk this traditional path in Gabon called Bwiti. And so during these experiences, I have been given this name, yeah.
Okay, you know, this involves local plants
that
can produce visions. You don't carry out this kind of therapy here in Brittany, do you?
Yeah, no. And that was very specific to my personal path.
Etsa Monga, Caroline, it's been really fascinating, and I'm sure that people will be interested to find out more and maybe contact you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I feel much better now.
I'm happy for you.